Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg peaking at 23 tomorrow, Johannesburg 21. We start with the afternoon's big story. 23 South Africans have been rescued from an illegal operation in Myanmar. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation confirmed that they were lured to Thailand with the promise of lucrative jobs, along with 7,000 people from other countries.
The victims were held captive for more than 4 months in a cybercrime compound.
Spokesperson Crispin Piri elaborates on their circumstances.
They were subjected to brutal treatment, including intimidation, physical torture, and forced labor. They were compelled to engage in illicit activities, including online scams that targeted individuals across the world.
Another hot topic today is water. Anastasi Mokgobu was at Water and Sanitation in Durban in Midrand, where President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered a keynote address.
The president says mismanagement is a key driver of the crisis, with municipalities failing to reinvent water service revenue into maintenance.
Resolving our country's water and sanitation challenges necessitates deepened collaboration between all stakeholders in the water resource management system.
Ramaphosa also revealed that multiple water boards are under investigation for corruption and fraud. Anastasi Mokgobu, Jackrand FM News in Midrand.
Elsewhere, Deputy President Paul Mashatile answered questions in the National Council of Provinces. He heads the water task team that was established to assist municipalities struggling with erratic water supply.
What we've decided to do with the water task team is really to work through the district development model in ensuring that we intervene in all these areas to ensure that people receive not only enough water, but also good quality drinkable water.
And the High Court in Pretoria has suspended the 31st of March analog TV switch-off deadline. The ruling follows a legal challenge by eMedia, Media Monitoring Africa, the SABC and other advocacy groups. The government cites a 1.2 billion rand cost since 2014 as a reason for ending analog TV transmission. Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ncabeni, spoke about this earlier today.
People have self-migrated. The few remaining towers that have to be shut down are literally just hogging the space and making broadcasting in this country very expensive for the public broadcaster.
For Jackrand FM News, I'm Marlene Fouchier. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jackrand FM.
Bye bye, Nanki Rub in the Ruzz and the news team. Don't forget to head over to jacarandafm.com and go and get the latest episode of the COVID Chronicles. Do you remember that time during the COVID pandemic where we were not allowed to visit the hairdresser or restaurants? When lockdown restrictions lifted, our awkward hairstyles disappeared. Unfortunately, so too did many small businesses. The fourth episode of the Jacaranda FM News Team's podcast, The COVID Chronicles, catches up with small business owners to see where they are today. Listen to The COVID Chronicles 5 years after masks, thermometers, and my fellow South Africans. You can listen at jacarandafm.com under Jackpot or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're searching for that, I've got 30 minutes of more music you love on the way. Some Josh Ross, some Seal, and this one from Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot.